May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, I want you to close your eyes if you haven't seen the sermon title yet. Okay, and I want you to listen to these words. And I want you to imagine what you might do when you hear these words. Ready? Let it rip. Let her rip. Let her rip. Okay, open. It's hard to define what we mean when we say that let her rip unless you have a certain context in mind. So did each of you, when I said let her rip, have a thought or something that you would have just immediately gone to when you heard let her rip? You did, right? So if you are a person that loves cars, and you have a car that I guess they call them muscle cars or fast cars, or and you hear let her rip, what does that mean to you? It means maybe being out on a stretch of road where there's no one there and just putting the pedal to the metal, flooring it, and letting it rip, right? Let her rip. Go as fast as you possibly can. You know, out at Daytona in, I think it's Thanksgiving, they allow the cars to come on the track. I don't know if they call it the turkey trot or what they call it, but you can bring your car and zoom around Daytona at this incredibly crazy speed. You can let her rip, so to speak. Same thing if you have a motorcycle and you're out on your motorcycle, let her rip. How about if you're getting ready to get up to that golf tee and you've got your driver and it's a long one, you know that just let her rip, right? I'm not a golfer, so I don't even know if I did that right. I guess your hands are supposed, or your hands apart, I don't know. But you let her rip for our golfers that are out there. I am going to learn this year. How about for those who play the drums or electric guitar? When you hear let her rip, right? It's like crank that up. Right? And either pound away or just going for it. How about this one? And I can recall Carl being in one of those slingshots. It was at Daytona Beach. And it's one of those slingshot things that it's on rubber. What the heck is it? It's like a bungee. Okay? And there they are. Carl and one of the kids from my other youth group laying there, and it was like, let her rip. Boing! I mean, there they just went up with this incredible unabandoned. And yeah, you know what? I'm just going to put it out there. We also have times when, you got some guests. And so you know what it means, because I know you're all thinking it, so I just want to put it away. When we say, let her rip, don't hold back, do something forcefully without trying to control yourself. How about when you paid off your mortgage, if you paid off your mortgage? Was there like that, let her rip? No interference. You're so excited about something that you let rip, maybe, yippee, yahoo. Do you know where this let her rip originally came from? There's many stories, but the story that I think might be most plausible is that a captain would urge his crew on a steamboat when they were racing, right, to go full steam. And we've heard full steam ahead, right? So it was as if they were, you know, racing each other. There was the rival boat, and, you know, the captain would say, let her roll, and then sometimes let her rip. And that meant let her go so fast that the engine could possibly be ripped off the mounts, could even potentially explode under that excessive pressure. Let her rip. It's not a controlled event, is it? It's wild abandonment. Think of yourself when you laugh so hard, letting it rip, right? You just laugh, that I'm the type of person that when I laugh so hard, I start crying. I'll fall off the couch or wherever I am because I can't. It's just that wild abandonment. Like when you're on a roller coaster, thoroughly enjoying it. Let it rip is the breaking of boundaries, isn't it? Where we just lose all control. Well, that's what happens today at Jesus' baptism. And it's what happens at our baptism. You see, today when we hear the story of Jesus' baptism, as Jesus is coming up out of the water, the heaven is torn apart. Now, it's not that there's a gentle opening, that God parts the way. We're talking a full out-blown tearing apart. And it's only in Mark's gospel that the Greek word is used for this tearing, this ripping, beyond anything. It's not that gentle thing. So I want you to imagine that the heavens being ripped apart and the Holy Spirit coming down. I want you to imagine God saying, "Let her rip." And what happens when God speaks? It happens. Yeah. The heavens can do nothing but obey what God would say to them. And then the Holy Spirit is let loose right upon Jesus. You know, God is doing something that's totally new when God lets a rip. The separation between God and humanity, between God and us, is gone. That boundary is torn apart, and the Holy Spirit gets released. Right from the start of Mark's gospel, notice who are present. It is the Trinity. It is God the Creator, God the Father, God the Son, the Redeemer, the Savior, and God the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, the one who enlightens, right from the start. And Jesus hears the voice, the only voice that matters. And the words that are spoken are, "You are my son, chosen and marked by my love. You are the pride of my life." We may hear it as, "You are my beloved in whom I am well pleased." However you say it, God is saying, "You are mine and I am pleased with you. You are the pride of my life." At our baptisms, we hear those words also. I heard the words, I almost said 38, but it's 58 years ago. "Marianne, beloved child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. You have heard those words said over the children and the adults in our congregation." Now, I might not remember the words, but I heard them because they were spoken. And those witnesses around heard it. So at my baptism and at your baptism, the boundary of separation is ripped apart. There's no holding back. You and I, we became a child of God. You and I, we received the gift of the Holy Spirit. And because of our baptism in Christ, you and I are permitted to let her rip. And I'm going to say that we're not just permitted, we're called to let her rip. So, what does that look like for you? What does letting it rip look like for you? What boundaries in your life need to be ripped wide open? And what is holding you back from ripping those boundaries open? Where might there be a need for reconciliation? Where might you need to go and let rip wide open a boundary that has been set up? You know, that place where Christ's love is being penned up? That place where that love, that good news, Jesus Christ, is being restricted and there are conditions that are being put on it? Or that place where the Holy Spirit is being held hostage, not by God, but by man, by humanity. That place, those places, those boundaries are all around us. They're in us. We have set up boundaries. They're in our families. They're in our community, they're in our county, our state, our nation, and our world. This 2018 is the year we let her rip. This is the year we open our throttles. This is the year we don't hold back. This is the year we abandon our need to control. What a year it's going to be. Because God has broken down the most important barrier that could be out there. It's the only barrier that matters. It's that barrier that separates us from God. So now it's time for us to let her rip. It's time for us to break down the barriers that are out there. It's time for us to live into our baptismal identities. It's time, this 2018 year, for us to reclaim our identities in Christ. It's time for you and me to release our energy, grounded in Christ, that energy, that power of love, of generosity, of compassion, of forgiveness, of reconciliation, of grace, that energy of humility and that energy of service. It's time in 2018. It's time for you and for me and for us together to let her rip. Amen.